Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, August 9th, 2013. On this day in 1974, Richard Nixon officially resigned from the presidency. At 11:35 in the morning, his resignation letter was delivered to Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. Gerald Ford took the oath of office. Then, at 12:05 p.m., Gerald Ford gave his first speech as President of the United States. He was the only president in U.S. history who was never elected president or vice president. In his inaugural address on this day, 36 years ago, Gerald Ford said, "My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Our Constitution works. Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men." On this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, or Life in the Woods. Emerson said he saw a tremble of great expectation in his friend Thoreau just before publication day. Thoreau's previous book, A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, sold less than 300 copies. And on the day he got his 706 unsold copies back from the publisher, he wrote in his diary, "I have now a library of nearly 900 volumes, over 700 of which I wrote myself." Walden didn't do much better. It took 5 years to sell off the first edition of 2,000 copies, and Thoreau did not live to see a second edition. He managed to arrange a nationwide lecture tour, but only one city made an offer, and so Thoreau kept his lectures to the Concord area. But since then, millions of copies of Walden have been sold. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Larkin, born in Coventry, England, on this day in 1922. He was a librarian for 30 years and a lifelong Stoic. He once said, "Deprivation is for me what daffodils were for Wordsworth." Larkin was known sometimes as the Hermit of Hull because of his solitary nature. Hull, the town in England where he spent most of his life. A few summers ago, Hull unveiled sculptures of toads, a pet subject of Larkin's, all around the town as part of an event called Larkin 25, commemorating the 25th anniversary of the poet's death. Philip Larkin, who said, "I think writing about unhappiness is probably the source of my popularity, if I have any. After all, most people are unhappy, don't you think?" And here's a poem by Ira Sukrungrung, "How to Tell Your Mother There Will Be No Grandkids in Her Future." Don't enter conversations about generations. Use the art of misdirection. Tell her the rain is falling. Tell her today you saw a cardinal, her favorite bird, and it was feeding its young seeds. No, better not mention the young. Tell her instead, the garden is coming in thick this spring, and the tulips have multiplied, their buds like hands in prayer. Better yet, tell her about the work crying in your briefcase. Tell her you wish you had three lives, one for work, one for your dreams, and one for her. That one will have as many Siamese warriors as she wants, swinging on a tree as wide as an ocean, its limbs twisting and turning. In that life, they listen, those warriors, for the sound of her voice. They wait for her to emerge from the jeweled temple. How to Tell Your Mother There Will Be No Grandkids in Her Future, a poem by Ira Sukrungrung from his collection In Thailand It Is Night, published by the University of Tampa Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.